Blog Talk Radio.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Vitamin Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vitamin Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vitaminassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660. Or 301-234-9090.
Brother Bilal.
Brother, I'm making Brother Lamar.
Well, thanks, Salam. I thought we had a little technical problems. How you doing, sir?
Oh, alhamdulillah. How you doing, my brother?
Alhamdulillah. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm glad to hear your voice. Bilal must be having some technical problems because he's the one, controlling the panel board.
Oh, okay.
Somehow or another we got hooked on, and he's out. I don't know, but I guess he's trying to straighten it out.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody else is on the line or not.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Director Stone with Black Wall Street. Houston
Division.
Greetings.
How are you
greetings.
Doing?
Awesome.
So where are you calling
from? Trying to survive this heat.
Where are you calling from?
I also have a guest that is coming on tonight with some pertinent information. And if we have a chance, I'd like to introduce. Sorry, brother, I'm not ignoring you. Did you ask a question?
Yeah, my question was, where are you calling from, sister? How are you doing this evening?
I'm awesome. Tremendously blessed, love. I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, Texas, okay.
Yes, sir. I'm near Houston, Texas, but I live in a small community called Point Blank, Texas.
Point Blank. That's on Western Cowboys, Calgary-ish. That sounds like a serious history. I don't know, but that sounds like a serious history.
Point blank. Well, that's not bad. Have you ever heard of cut and shoot?
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
I'm serious.
That sounds like a famous cowboy did with Dick. That sounds like one of his hangouts. You know. Question: How do you guys fare out with the hurricane?
Oh, it did not come near our dwelling.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Praise be to God. No,
that's a blessing.
The day after we had a sun shining sky, and it was extremely hot and has been since that hurricane came through.
Right.
Now, about 2 to 3 hours from 2 to 3 hour drive from here, which is Beaumont, Texas, going up I-10 to Louisiana, they were hit pretty bad. Some of them still don't have power.
Oh wow!
Mm.
Okay. Wow, we're definitely in some serious times. You know, weather patterns are just cannot be predicted. We just got to hang on by what our ancestors hung on by faith, and we always had that saying, when God's doing His work, you know, we be quiet. That's why I was with my grandmother. Yeah, we learned that tradition. You know, you can do about that. You know, He's doing His work. You know what I mean? You do is hope it doesn't impact you. That's no danger, no wins for you.
Absolutely. And that's a good practice to keep, because not far from where I live, I have some property over in Livingston, Texas. We cleared the land and piled up the brush, and we were going to wait until the end of October, first part of November, to set all of those trees on fire. Well, lightning came through. Now, no one lives back in there. It was my grandfather's property. And a bolt of lightning hit those woods and burned down the whole pile.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
So you got deep roots in Texas, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
That's fantastic. That's great. That's fantastic. Okay, so that's the of Juneteenth.
Yes.
I was going to say, Direct Stone, brother Umar Kenyatta is a director down in Richmond, Virginia for Black Wall Street USA.
Oh, and, awesome.
Yes, and brother Kenyatta, Director Stone, is a director for Black Wall Street USA, a national director. Could you tell him the national director of all that you are, Director Stone?
Yeah, well, my initiatives are building container homes. That's in the process for inmates, the IRR, which is the Inmate Reentry Recovery Reentry Program. Those coming out of incarceration into the real world, as we call it. We're looking to be able to house some of those individuals as they come into the real world, as we call it, possibly giving counseling, offering prayer, counseling. Hopefully we'll be up and running to provide transportation for them as well. I have a veteran home, Veterans Center, and I think the Veterans Center may go up before the container homes, because it's very in-depth, and it's going to cost a lot of money to put that together. So we're going to be doing a veterans home, and under my 501c3, I'm doing a adult care center for those that have dementia, Alzheimer's, and that will be a key lock facility. And I'm building that center in honor of my mother. Her name is Loretta Hines, and she's still alive, but I can't keep her here at my home because she fights and she runs off, and that's Mama. So I have to respect Mama, and therefore I need to put her in a key lock facility so that she, you know, can't get out, hurt herself, or hurt someone else. So that home is going to be called Retta's House in honor of Loretta Hines, which is my mom. And then I have the Vibe Ride, which is a ride share program that has already been launched in the Houston, Texas area. And it's vast, and we're taking it from state to state. And the Vibe Ride program, you can get paid three different ways. You can get paid through airfare, hotel, rental cars, but the Vibe Ride is going to supersede Uber. And as the driver drives and the riders ride, you get paid if you buy into the iBoomerang Ride Share program. So those are some of the initiatives that I have that's on the market. I have a subdivision and a mobile home park, so those houses, the container homes, will be built in my mobile home park. I've already started moving those houses out of there and tearing down the old houses that were falling apart. And the Veterans Center is going to be built, two different acreage in my the subdivision that I am over. So those are some of the things that the Lord has blessed me with to bring to the table. And my husband, I thank God for my husband, because sometimes I have these brainstorms and he has to shut me down and say, wait a minute, let's get one up at a time. But he does construction work. He does the foundation. And he has been doing this for 40 years. So he's a pro at it. He's really a pro at what he does.
Yes,
so
great.
Basically,
yeah.
Brother, that's some of my initiatives and what I have to bring to the table. Ramona Woods, Ramona Black, are you on the phone? Queen Ella Woods, are you with us yet?
You know, I don't know what has happened to Bilal or how we are all connected, but he's the one handling the panel board that is controlling this whole show, but I hope it's getting recorded or whatever, and I'm taking notes too. So, you know, if we have any other listeners out there that are listening, you know, this is the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show, and we come on every Wednesday Eastern Standard Time from 7 to 8 p.m., and our primary business is promoting African-American businesses, as well as we're working with Black Wall Street USA and promoting a memorial.
Good evening, Brother Aziz. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Brother Bilal. Brother.
All right. Okay, good. Malaykum Salaam. You guys are doing an excellent job. Director Sloan, it's good to see it from you. Again, since we have guests this evening, I am going to, we will still continue to discuss the currency distribution as we go along this evening, but we're going to keep the mics open and just continuing to discuss, especially with the new presenters. So I am going to just turn it right back over to you, Director Stone, and from you, we'll go from there.
Okay, Ella Bynum, I know the young lady, and it's ironic that you would mention that, because this is what she's wanting to discuss. She's out of New York. And I want to say it's Queen Ella Wood. Do you have anyone out there that's trying to get on?
No, okay. I think everything's fine. Somebody just needs to put themselves on mute. But go right ahead, Director.
Yes, sir. I was asking if you had anyone else out there holding. She just texted me and said that she was on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the mic open.
Her number is a 346 area code, a 970. Okay, she says she's there. Ramona, if you could please speak up, love. Ramona, if you could, we can't hear you.
Maybe if she would like to call back in again, call in again, and she'll get a better.
Ella Bonham, are you? Oh, wait. She says, let me know what. Okay. Well, we're waiting on you, Sugar. I know she just texted me, but we're waiting on you to come on. Ella Bonham, are you in a room next to a speaker, possibly?
That's what I'm on. Yes, I may be.
Because I think the echo is coming from wherever you are.
Go right ahead. Try it. Go right
that's
ahead.
Better. Yes,
that's
sir. That's better.
Better.
Okay.
Go
Ramona
ahead.
Black, are you there? She texted me and said that she was on.
I have all the mics open.
Okay.
Maybe she needs to redial.
Well, we're waiting on you, love. I know she's texting me, but let me send her the radio station number. Was almost sure that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she says she's in the music and trying to get on. Okay, she's asking if you could to let her in so maybe you can unmute the mic.
Thank you. I'll have all the mics open. What is our first three numbers, the last four?
Three, four, six numbers.
Three, four, six. Yeah, it's not showing on. It's not showing. So maybe she just need to call us again because I don't see. I do see some 000s on hold, and I know the 000s. I don't know.
Oh, okay. She just informed me she was on the wrong line, so she. I'm assuming she's coming on now.
Okay.
But I'm excited about the things that the Lord is doing and bringing some of these, so many of the black businesses are coming out and introducing themselves. It's amazing. And if we continue to promote our businesses and really pull together, we can turn this whole country around. Ramona Love, if you are on, go on and introduce yourself. Can you hear me?
Let me bring her sister on. It's my fault. I think Ramona should be coming on any second.
Yes,
Ramona,
I'm actually here.
Okay, sister,
can
go
you
right
hear
ahead.
Me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yes,
welcome to
Queen Ella
today.
Yes, ma'am. This is Queen Ella. How are you, Brother Bynum and Brother Azari?
All right, doing well.
I apologize. I didn't have the link for the radio station. I was actually on her other podcast, so there was just a little bit of communication, but we're good, and I'm here, and I appreciate it. I'm very honored to be a part of your opportunity here. Now, of course, I'm coming in on the blind side because I really came in a little short notice, but I'm so grateful to be a part right now with you and your team. A little bit about myself is my name is Queen Ella Woods. I originally was born in Plainfield, New Jersey, and I moved to the Texas region, Dallas, Fort Worth, and then Houston for about 31 years of my life. I was in real estate 16 years. I'm now in the financial arena. I'm actually a licensed insurance broker in about seven states, and I have a passion for children and youth. I'm a humanitarian / philanthropist. I'm having my tongue tied days right now because the reason that Erica and I were able to actually communicate together today, the other day, was through her niece. And I'm working on an empowerment group that literally will empower our women so we can be an empowerment to our men. And I'm going to take a breath there so you can communicate with me. Brother Bynum?
Yes, I'm sorry. What was that, sister?
Okay. I was saying that I was going to take a little breather, so that way if you had any questions you wanted to ask me, we can be in, like, you know, the conversation. I just was giving you a little bit about myself and my background.
First of all, I welcome you and your services because you're doing a funny. Of course, that's right in my field, and of course, that's what motivated me to run the business association for so many years is because of the financial knowledge that we picked up, that I picked up, and of course, other business folks on this that are participating with us also have professional financial knowledge. So we just so happy. So welcome, of course. As a matter of fact, tonight's subject has something to do, of course, with a deposit of our dollars that we deposit into weekly. You know, it said that the eagle of the dollar only circulates in many communities many times, but of course, when it comes to the African American community, the dollar is not circulating, but there's a huge pickup.
That huge pickup
goes into our Federal Reserve that's been in time for currency disposition. That, according to the percentages of deposits, I have never seen our distribution come back to us. As a matter of fact, I've spoke with all of those bankers that associate themselves with the FBA, and I'm talking about the Small Business Administration. And I've spoken directly with many of those. As a matter of fact, I've been in conference, and I remember the last conference I was there, this was a few years ago, and that's when we was the Business Fitness Association. And at that conference, after they spoke for about 3 hours, telling us why we don't qualify for a lot of business loans. And normally, they're asking is that our financials are just not in order, and we just don't know really how to put a financial plan together.
Right. So well, I've been pretty blessed in the financial arena.
But my thing is, when I asked the question, when they did ask, I took a break and asked, after they talked for about 3 hours telling us how we don't qualify, and then when they asked the question, is there any questions in the audience, no one in the audience really had a question. And I was intentionally waiting to see what others had questions, but anyway, I asked the question, and the question was this. I told the president of that association, and I asked him, I said, well, look, if our financials are not in order, then what happens to the huge deposits that you guys picked up and what happens to our percentage of the distributions of those deposits? Being that our financials are not in order, what do you guys do with our share? Do you put them in a special escrow somewhere? And did you put them there and buy financials in order to give our money back to us? Anyway, the guy, they took a break. They told us they were going to take a break. And,
well, you know. I do have a show that I do.
Okay.
I apologize. Anyway, I'm trying to hear you.
But anyway, that was the question that I had asked. Our share of our deposits that Eagle comes by and picks up every weekend and goes to the Federal Reserve and then the currency distribution back to the community. We don't have banks. So where is our money? I know where our money is going. It's best to go into community banks where we live. And, of course, those banks are owned by white folks. So they're taking our money quite well. And then at the same time, they say, I find it the cost of money. So,
well, you've heard of the fractional reserves, right?
The what now?
You heard of fractional reserves?
Yes.
Okay. And see, what I do is I have a show, a podcast on YouTube, but with a group that's a famous, legendary group. They have a podcasting service that they offer, and it's called Reestablishing the American Dream. And the project goes where I am literally working on reintroducing financial literacy to our people. Of course, being in the financial arena for so many years, also in real estate, I went off after the Harvey storm in Houston, and I went to build a real estate hedge fund. And why I was doing that, because I noticed that all of the real estate was not being owned or managed by us as a people. And, you know, it's kind of like right now where we're at in this season is that we're really in a great timing for us as a people because they literally, if they were really listening, could have got into more of your financial area of the 501c3, which is the nonprofit. And
right,
if you look at the way Caucasian people build their businesses and banks, they're always going to be tied to the nonprofit, not only for tax write-off, but just for economical reasons, because they also get to get government funding. Actually was a part of the National Congress of Black Women out of the Las Vegas area for about a year on the board of directors, and I was pretty honored because Shirley Chisholm had founded that organization and in 1984. And with that being said, I've known Ms. Eartha Hines for probably a little over maybe 10 years now. I don't even know, whatever. We've been knowing each other for a lifetime, if you want to say.
Yes.
And she's a woman of that I really appreciate, and I look up to her because I was able to walk upon some land that the Creator had blessed her with, and she was a woman that I was like, wow, and, you know, she's doing great things, and, you know, it's awesome to have that kind of synergy where you can meet people. Now, the reason I kind of came on tonight because what I want to do is work with those that have common interests because, you know, biblically, I don't really go into a lot of that, but I'm going to go there tonight. We have to, literally, we older people dream dreams and the young people see the vision. So I would like to institute a program that we can actually teach our young people the science, technology, engineering, mathematical fields, but also to teach them how, in reciprocity, we teach them how to the wealth transfer is being done. And we all know right now that the dollar bill is about to be extinct. And no, we're not taking the chip, and we have to literally be about 2 to 3 times ahead because I have 2 African-American men children, and I call them children because they'll always be my children, but they're 31 and 28. And I always told them as young men that I wanted them to always be 2 to 3 steps ahead of the Caucasian mate. And it's not about the color, but you have no choice in America because you were born pretty much told that you're not going to be the best, you're not going to have
right.
the best, and you're not going to be who you think you can be. But, you know, in all due to our Creator, we're actually stepping up into places. Once Obama got in office, which we already knew he couldn't do anything anyway, but he did get in office. So we did have a representation of us as a Hebrew people, a people of color, that we could literally see that there was power. And then he had a powerful mate that walked behind him. Even if he didn't feel good when he woke up in the morning about himself, she made sure he felt good about himself. So I'm working more with the young ladies because I am a woman, and I want to set up like little facilities where we can bring them in and teach them how to do what we call foreign currency. I've had a chance to live on both sides of the coin where I lived in the Caucasian communities and I took my children to the black churches, okay, so they would have an identity. However, for me, I did that just based on educational equity. And with that being said, I wanted to have a program where I could actually teach them, you know, the young women, how we can they can be more empowered, but yet be able to help increase our attention span with our young men out here. Because a lot of times, if a male can't get it, she needs to be able to know how to get it. And that's what I think has been the actual breakdown in the religious side called the church. They weren't teaching how reciprocity and shared wealth was important. They were teaching more about a kingdom thing. But if you think about the kingdom, it was really going to be on the earth. And you needed to know how to survive here, why here, whether or not you were in the church or not in the church, or you know, I know that you have your faith, and we all have a faith. So when you look at the way society has been predicated for our black men, you know, it's really sad because a lot of those black women, they didn't realize that when we were in slavery time, they raped us and raped you guys and put you out of our home. So it's been a society where our young people don't really know, you know, who they are and where they come from. So I feel like the Creator has put me here to be able to not only reshape the paradigm of women, but also be able to reshape a paradigm where women who have the male children can help them become better men and also be a what we call a winner, a wooer, and also a builder, because that's what women are supposed to be to the men. And I'm really excited you allowed me this opportunity to be on here tonight. I'm with a company called Epic, and would you believe that they are actually Black-owned? And, yes, they're seven-figure actual traders, 7 to 8 figure traders, Black men. So I know that's kind of uncommon, but it's going to be more common in this day because the transfer of wealth is here, and we have to get in the game now while it's time. And because guess what? The white people have only been there because of the fact that they actually didn't want us to know about it, you know. So now that they don't have a choice but to let us know about it, we can be whatever we want to be now, but it's going to take trusting one another and coming together as a people so we can make a change, because there's nothing that we can't do together. But apart and separated and looking at each other like we can't trust each other, we can't do that and expect to be given the graces of the Creator to move forward, because a house divided cannot stand, and that's us as a people. But I do know and I can appreciate this forum right now, because I believe that I'm touching on some areas that you gentlemen do know and have experienced, because as I listen, I didn't know if that was Dr. Brother Bynum or Ezra. Is it Azri? Azir?
Yeah.
Azri. Brother Azri, you are in the financial arena, so you know what I'm talking about. The Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency, the digital currency, why they're actually putting the chips in the credit cards now. And then you talked about why we couldn't get loans when basically I'm going to tell you why, because you being in real estate, you learn about zip codes. See, zip codes were created to keep us out of that arena where they redlined us. But if you don't know the word redlining, you won't never know what they mean when you say zip codes. So they would always keep us on one side of the track. And as long as you came from that side of the track, you had the same credit, but you didn't have the same credit score, because they based it on your zip code. Isn't that something? And that was totally based on what you were talking about. And, you know, it's really sad that we literally have the same education as they do, but yet because of inferiority and people that do get into power that are, you know, Black people or Hebrew, whatever you want to call it, they don't really look at us as a door that can have that kind of credit, like the 800 scores. And that your zip code has a lot to do with why you don't have the same credit, and you can walk in the same bank and they give them a loan, but your credit score is lower.
Yeah,
so now
absolutely.
I'm done. I get excited about it, so.
Listen, let me just say, before you finish, let me just say, please, don't let it fuck me tonight. Like you said, Director Stone, I met Director Stone in January, and I am telling you right now, the reason we are productive. But the reason we are productive is from the time I met Director Swell until all of these different stations. And I can tell you right now, we have several 8 different stations right now listening to this conversation. And it's all because of the efficiency that we have put together by network marketing and identifying each other's business. So again, I ask you to continue to join us, because any time. You're right when it comes to estate planning, financial planning. This is something that is totally lost in our community, and this is why we do a state planning program. Let me if we have Miss Williams. Are you with us out of Washington, D.C.?
Am I out okay. of Washington, D.C.?
Miss Williams, Shalor Williams, are you with us?
Oh, the National Congress of Black Women. Yes, it is out of Georgetown.
No, he's calling for Miss Williams.
Shalor
Williams.
Okay, and what about Miss Gina Baker?
Thank you again for letting me.
Okay. And the reason I was asking, because Shalor Williams, she's an attorney specialized in estate planning. And of course, you and myself both are certified financial planning, and so are you. And of course, we have a Miss Baker, who is an accountant, and so other. When it comes to estate planning, financial planning, we're the ones that are really, really. I know how much we're doing, so I'm going to ask you to continue to participate as much as you possibly can, because we need your input. So thanks so much for being with us, and just consider yourself hopefully a part of it. Thanks so much, sister, for coming on. And Director Snow, and anyone else who have questions for the sister, please, the mics are open. We welcome your questions.
Yeah, Kenyatta from Virginia. First of all, I really appreciate your presentation and your sharing of your vision, and more importantly, your commitment to young people. I did have a question. My question is as it relates to your professional expertise in real estate. Are you familiar with what is called a real estate investment trust? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Is she still on the line?
Yeah.
Huh, yeah. Ramona, are you still there?
No, I was. This is Kenyatta.
We may have lost her.
I didn't see anything drop. Sure as I know she's still with us.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
No,
it's fine.
Yeah, I had a question I would like to ask the sister in reference to her real estate career.
Oh, okay.
And my question.
Oh, that's
yeah. My
know.
Question.
I'm here.
She's connected.
Okay, my question is: are you familiar with a real estate investment trust business model?
Yes, I am. You talking about the REIT, the REIT?
I don't know. That's
real estate
acronym
investment
or not, but
trust. Yes. I had
well, basically,
studied for my 57. Yes. Uh huh. Yes, I did.
Okay. I raised the question because that seems an accurate business model to offset the gentrification that's going on in so many urban communities that is collective buying of real estate. In terms of both real residential as well as commercial that has income producing potential. The question is, what is your suggestion in developing a conversation around a national model whereby, you know what I'm saying, we can actually sell individuals who have, can, as I understand, can invest from $1,000 to $25,000 to actually become part of a process are buying up real estate nationwide, particularly some of these depressed markets?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we're in definitely a seller's market. And I just finished a course where I was able to get involved with a lady that's all she does is she gets people to gift her real estate. So I was able to glean from her. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, the other side. I was able to glean from her. And, yes, we can literally, we don't even have to worry about gentrification, but the key is we've got to be positioned as a 501c3 because that way you can get properties gifted, especially right now with the COVID-19. It really opened a lot of doors for us in the real estate game. Of course, because I lived in Houston, Texas, which is the fourth largest city, I right now reside in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. I'm looking at the global areas because, you know, there's real estate all over the world that we can tap into. But right here in America, there is so much money that they had set aside for African Americans that when I lived in the Las Vegas area in 2018, literally they had $70 million that was put up, $70 trillion that was put up for us to do revitalization to our communities. And guess what happened? We got the stimulus money that came out that they gave to even their people, but it was set aside for us. Now, ironically, I happened to be in Vegas when they were doing the big concert, because Vegas is a really prosperous black community. A lot of their local government is black people. I was so shocked, but there was so much togetherness there. I really love the energy that Vegas had, and I do plan on going back. And do you know we missed that money? They gave us such a time frame, but see, the money is still there, but we're going to have to go in and get it. And yes, you can do a REIT, but that's where I was talking about the hedge fund. I think we need to kind of come back together on this because it's such a broad topic. You know what I'm saying?
This is what I mean. This is what I mean, sister, about doing a state planning program. Because once all of our professionals start speaking and start being informative, questions are going to come from everywhere. So you're absolutely right. But again, this is why I ask you to continue to become. And the brother you just spoke to directly, Eric Virginia, he's also an economic expert. So I'm saying to be associated with powerful experts that can support you and you can give support. So I just ask you to continue to associate and be just like myself as a business person, listen and give my input where it's needed. And I'm asking you to do the same. So
yes,
again,
sir.
Thanks so much.
Can I add
again,
to that
I'm going
a little
to,
bit? Can I share something real quick?
Yeah, please.
You know, the 501c3 it can be a hospital. It can be a school, an educational facility. It's not just for the faith-based organizations, even though it can be. But for us right now, we done already walked faith. Now it's time to walk it out and get what we're supposed to get back. I'm definitely looking forward to talking to you because I did not go to Vegas for nothing. I got what I needed, and I'm equipped, but I need help, you know, because even if we look at the apostles or anybody that's in leadership and have followers, you basically have to know you could do it by yourself, but why would you? So I believe that we come together and we can use our head because everybody got a lane they walk in and nobody's greater than the other. We work together, you know, that's what the body does.
Yeah.
So as a body of believers that we are, this time is reciprocity for us as a people, as a community, that I might have some things and you might have some things, but together we can get the things done. So I definitely want to come back together with you all and that way we can kind of like put some things together and let's go get our land. Because I'm in Mount Pocono. This was the Indian territory, okay? And like I said, I'm from New Jersey. But I've been in the South for 30-some-odd years. And I'm glad that I had that experience because I was able to meet Miss Eartha Hines and I really appreciate the wisdom she has and what she brings to the table with you both and the corporate over there. And yes, we can definitely put some things together as far as real estate investment trust. See, the big people call them hedge funds. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But we
okay.
We definitely need to talk. And we'll have to, I don't know, where are you located, in Texas or? Are you in Texas?
No, they're in Washington.
No, we're Washington, D.C.
Oh, you're right across the bridge then. So
right
you know where Georgetown is.
Right across the
okay.
bridge.
You're right.
So like I said, mics are still open. We got about 10 more minutes before we go to anyone else who have any comments. Director Stone or Brother Aziz, we let everybody know about the 8 o'clock show. This is so anyone who didn't get a chance to speak during the radio broadcast, we continue right on into the Black Wall Street Northeast Conference. And Dr. Stone, Brother Aziz, if you guys would give the listeners information how they can dial in and listen to the conference at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Let me get a pen. I think I was on that line.
Yeah, probably.
I believe I was on that line. I believe that is the code on it is
the 611 number.
Yeah.
But I have another call, Brother Bynum, at 7 o'clock, so I know I won't make it to that Black Wall Street call today. And
right.
It's mandatory. I got to take this Zoom call.
Okay.
I can come back Saturday. Is that when
we'll feel good. We'll feel good. Brother Aziz, if you would give them the number, they can call in. And like I said, and we will continue this. For those who didn't get a chance to speak now, you'll get a chance to speak at the Black Wall Street Conference. This is the New African Business Radio, which is a merge with Black Wall Street. But give them the number to direct Black Wall Street Conference.
Okay, for the Black Wall Street USA Northeast weekly conference call, that's from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number is area code 712-451-0683. And that's area code 712-451-0683. And the code to get in after you dial the number is 614060#. And that's 614060#. Thank you.
Okay, and again, so we have still a few more minutes. The mics are open. Anyone who has any questions or comments, we welcome your comments.
This is Brother Aziz again. I wanted to thank Queen Ella there for her presentation, brother. And like you say, we need more of that. It was so educationally rewarding to hear that. So for our viewers out there, you know, we need to hear more education like that in the financial world, as well as what our people need to prepare for in the very near future. So I just wanted to shout out thanks to her for coming on our show. And as you said, Brother Blah, I hope she continued the thing comes. And thank Director Woods for inviting her, because this was really a reward for us. Thank you very much.
All right. The mics are open. The comments, welcome your comments. Brother Paul, Brother Paul out of Columbia, Maryland, is you with us? I can't But anyway, like I said, our mic is still open. We welcome you.
I had a question. I had two comments to make. Steniata from Virginia. There was a very beautiful article in this week's Muslim Journal that spoke about cooperative buying a real estate to establish Black Wall Street throughout America. I don't know whether you brothers have seen that particular article in this week's Muslim Journal.
No, I didn't, bro.
No, I didn't. No, very
extensive article.
More about it.
The article focused on primarily gentrification and how the collective buying of real estate, you know, that would serve as an antidote, you know, to address, you know, the loss of urban property. I had the conversation with the sister in regards to a real estate investment trust. And I would like to kind of really ask the director, where do a conversation on the national level begin to look at that economic model that will give the opportunity for some of those persons that have been blessed with the major finance, like our entertainers and other individuals who can manage such a trust under the auspices of Black Wall Street, that we can begin that whole process of buying commercial real estate to initiate both real estate income-producing properties, but more importantly, create space for Black business.
Well, to answer that question, this is something that we have been discussing, brother, trying to get funding to purchase up the property for Black Wall Street. Some things we have just not been putting in the atmosphere, if that makes sense, okay?
Right.
You understand? There's acreage. And sometimes you have to move in silence to get some things done. Therefore, the enemy would not put a hindrance on it.
We only have 90 seconds before we go off.
Okay, but we'll get into this later.
Not unless you take it to the 8 o'clock program, but yes. But let me say this. We need to bring this back to the air. So, you know, we may be.
Absolutely.
So we're going to bring this back to the air. Sister, make certain you leave your email. Send an email to NewAfricaAssc@gmail.com. That's the New Africa Business Association. Send us an email so we can put you on our list and you will know what to stay in touch with everything we're doing. NABASSC@gmail.com. And send us an email so we can put you and have you on. Because you're going to have to do some of these. We're going to have to take this to the air. That's what this blog radio is all about. Sisters and brothers, until next week at my 7-8 p.m., we will be back on the air again with another episode of the New Africa Business Association. Thank you for joining us. And until the next time, this is Bilal Bynum saying, good evening. As-salamu alaykum. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.